You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where will the nation find its next scientists and engineers? There's a group working with the Chicago Public Schools and school children who are raising their voices to say, right here. They're hoping to establish a pipeline from these streets to rewarding careers. Now, is this the right time to do that? We will ask. Hello, I'm Craig Delamore, and this is At Issue. My guests this weekend are part of a group that wants to help take STEM education to another level. It's the Chicago Pre-College Science and Engineering Program. It has history, and we're going to talk about that and its future. Joining me via Zoom conferencing is Jeffrey Johnson. He has been the coordinator of summer programming for Chi S&E, and he's the parent of a program graduate. We're also joined by two program graduates, Kenneth Burnett and Angelise Button. Thanks to all of you for speaking with me. And Jeffrey Johnson, tell us what Chi S&E is and what it aims to do.
Thanks for having us. Chi, the Chicago Pre-College Science and Engineering Program, which we just say Chi-C for short, is an out-of-school program that envisions future generations of math-fluent Chicagoland leaders, accelerating local growth and global scientific advancement. We have weekend Saturday programs. We have weekday programs during the summertime. And I was the most recent summer program coordinator. You know, the way we look at it is that we're preparing young people to take on the rewarding careers of science, technology, and engineering with a mastery of the global language of mathematics. That's our emphasis. And so these future leaders, and you've got two of them on this call, I'm excited to have them introduced to you all. These future leaders use logic and compassion as they collaborate with others from around the world to build a sustainable and just future. And you'll hear that in their fantastic stories.
And I'm looking forward to that. But just one more thing about the history of this program. I understand that it had its roots in Detroit and maybe even on another continent.
Oh, yes. Our president and CEO, Mr. Kenneth Hill, he founded the Chicago Pre-College Science and Engineering Program here in 2008. And he built it off of the blueprint that he created even further back in 1976, which they called the Detroit Area Pre-College Engineering Program. Now, that Detroit program is still running today. And we've had the benefit here in Chicago of Mr. Hill starting with us. And we moved from K through 3 programming all the way now to K through 12th grade programming here.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. And Angelise Button, I am interested in what kind of young people gravitate towards the talk of science and engineering. So tell me a little bit about how you came to the program.
Yes, thank you for having me. So originally it was just my parents taking us to another program, me and my younger brother, and we weren't really sure what it was. And when we got enrolled, they heard about it from a family friend. And so just being in that program really provided the foundation for my brother and I in science and engineering. And I can say it really helped me in my pre-med courses, as I'm now a senior psychology major graduating from Spelman College.
Yeah, and I think people don't always remember how much science goes into medicine, but that's a lot of what it is. But what kept you interested? You know, not everybody, and I'll be honest with you, I am terrible in math. I wasn't so good in science either. What kept you going and becoming proficient in those things?
I think just for me, really wanting to not only know the answers to things, but when I couldn't figure out something, I wanted to know why. Like, I needed to know. And Chaisi really gave me the opportunity to learn about problem solving, research, and even the scientific method. So just going through those steps, learning more and more, I was able to kind of enhance my skills and figure out what I didn't know.
Well, Kenneth Burnett, tell me about what brought you to Chaisi.
First, I just wanted to say thank you for having me. Similar to Angel, it was a sunny day in sixth grade, and my mom was just taking me to another one of these programs. And, you know, in my sixth grade mind, I was getting fed up. You know, I was like, oh, man, here we go, like the fourth program in a year, you know. And I got there, and they were teaching me about programming using a language called Scratch. And it really just stood out to me. I was having fun, and, you know, it made me want to keep going. And it honestly is what got me into engineering. And now I'm down at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign in my senior year majoring in nuclear engineering.
Well, congratulations to you for that. Jeff Johnson, talk to me a little bit about the other, because both of their parents took them participation is a requirement. Talk to me about why that is.
Yes, it is. Chaisi is parent-centered, family-centered. Parent participation is required from K through 3 programs and in fifth grade. And this is central to our success. Some folks may remember the old expression, the new math, and remember the days of how difficult it was to help your children, even with elementary school math lessons. I know I had that experience with my 3. Chaisi bridges that gap by requiring all parents to participate in our initial orientation, and then those for K through 3, they come with the children to school so they know exactly how we're introducing the math concepts to their child so they can teach it to their child at home.
And you said it goes through third grade and then once again in fifth. Why skip and why not continue it even further?
Well, parents still are involved and engaged for the fourth and the sixth through 12th grades, but not with the same level of hands-on requirements. And Chaisi looks at it as parents are, you know, every child's first teacher, and we want to help every parent be the child's lifelong college advisor, a career and academic advisor, so that they're in a position, whether they had experience of science, technology, or engineering in their lives or in their community or in their upbringing, their parents are in a position to be able to support and encourage the students to seek their highest dreams in these fields.
Angel, did participation, or tell me how participation in this program ignited your interest in medicine, or did that come from somewhere else and the two just kind of meshed?
It absolutely came from ChiSea. I think coming into ChiSea, we were given tasks, and one example of one of the tasks we were given was to create an invention. And so my brother was also involved in this. And so our invention was actually called the shovel shaltinator. So that's what we invented. And basically we're like, when it's snowing outside, you shovel, and at the same time you're lifting to shovel, the salt comes out on the end. So not only going through the steps of problem solving and research, I actually got the opportunity to present to a group. And so those types of skills, presentation skills, really helped me. That was my first introduction into presenting to a room. And I can say that now that definitely helped me, you know, when I'm in my classes or I go to different conferences, able to present my scientific research.
I can see that. I assume, Kenneth Burnett, that similar things happened to you. You've had to present, and obviously you're well presented here too. Talk to me about what were your projects, and what are the things that you remember from the what you studied?
Yeah, so going back to that coding language, Scratch, we were tasked with making a game, and I had just made one for a class I'd taken, so I presented that to the class, and it was a game where you were like this chipmunk, and you were like going around the screen trying to like get these acorns, and they're like bullet shooting at you, so you have to like dodge the bullets to get the acorns. And, you know, I just thought that was cool, you know, and so I presented that to the class, and, you know, ever since then it was just kind of building on those fundamental skills.
And as someone who is a bit of a gamer myself, I appreciate that there are people who can actually create those things. Jeff Johnson, talk to me about how the program has grown, not just in the classes and being able to go to K through 12, but budgetarily and in terms of partnerships.
Yes, thank you for that question. Over the years, ChiSea has partnered with the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. That's where Kenneth is now, my alma mater. And as well as laboratories like Argonne National Laboratories, Fermilab. We work with University of Chicago. And these partnerships have allowed us to not only have in-classroom training with persons from the universities, they also get to see current engineering students who come and assist in delivering the programs. That's especially true for University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. They come up from Urbana and help deliver the workshops. University of Chicago, they physically go on campus at University of Illinois at Chicago and University of Chicago campus to be in actual labs doing their experiments and creating the fantastic inventions that you heard about. So it's getting these partnerships have grown over the years so that our young people are able to be in the place where actual science is taking place, that they're comfortable with them, that they know that this is a space that they can be in. And they're seeing people like myself. I'm a mechanical engineer by undergraduate training as well. They're being able to see people who look like them, who are advancing in science, technology, and engineering.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about that, because we are in an era, apparently, when people are starting to devalue the desire for young people to be able to see people like them in situations like that. How important has it been, and I'll start with you, Kenneth, to see other people of color in this field, in these fields? And frankly, I'll even ask you, how important is it to see that there are women in the field?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, my parents always encouraged me to, don't stop myself from doing things because of, you know, what others have said. They've always said I can be the, you know, first person in my field to do something. And they've always encouraged me that I have had the power to do it. And so seeing other people who look like me succeed in these fields really emboldens me to continue doing what I'm doing. And You know, it really, it just, it means a lot to me. And Chi-C was one of the first programs that, outside of my parents, really showed me that. You know, like Jeff said earlier, we had interaction with engineers who looked like us, you know, and they really, and their whole focus was encouraging us to be the best version of ourselves and excel academically. And so it just really emboldened me to want to pursue my career in nuclear engineering.
So, Angel, talk to me about the kind of influences and the kind of inspirations that you have gotten. And like I said, I'm asking about people of color, but I also am asking about women because, frankly, there aren't enough women, although that number is growing, who have gone into STEM careers.
Yes, I think Chi-C exposing us to different college campuses, so that's not only something that we wanted to achieve, but just being in classrooms with college students, that's something that I wanted to work towards. And so really seeing people that look like me that are in these medical fields, I think from a young...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Young age, that was just really influential to me, letting me know that I can do it too because they did it. And oftentimes, I'm starting to see a pattern where Black women will say, this is what I've reached and I want to help the next generation. And so that's what I aim to do. That's what Chi-C has done for me.
Well, you are listening to News Radio 780's At Issue. I'm Craig Delamore, and we are talking about the Chicago Pre-College Science and Engineering Program. My guests are Jeffrey Johnson, one of the leaders of the program, and Angelise Bunton and Kenneth Burnett, two of the program's graduates. I want to stick with the idea of what's now being called DEI, diversity and equity and inclusion. And that has now sort of become a pejorative in the eyes of some. How do you operate in an atmosphere like that where there are some people that think, why we don't have to think that way anymore, why everybody's equal and you shouldn't have to put more attention into students who are people of color?
Well, thanks for that question. At Chi-C, you know, we feel that, you know, training young people in math to build our future leaders is the future. And so in addition to telling you that we're centered around the family and parents being the first teachers and guidance counselors for their young people, the second major thing that makes Chi-C stand out is our emphasis on math. Chi-C is on the mindset of introducing advanced mathematics at a very young age and carrying it forward from K through 12. We want all children to be able to do high school algebra in eighth grade. This will position them to be able to advance to calculus by 12th grade. And so that global language of mathematics, you know, we feel like will provide a fuel of energy for the Chicago, greater Chicagoland area and the world around us. You know, our point of view is that there's strength in numbers. The more good ideas at your disposal, the stronger your solutions are going to be. So CHICE makes sure everyone has access to quality education that produces the best ideas. And that's how societies advance.
Now, how do you navigate your way through? Because let's face it, the president of the United States has threatened to cut funding for any if they get government money, any program that operates with a DEI, talks about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and has programs specifically for that. And, you know, that maybe one way around this program is you're working with the Chicago Public Schools by definition. that's going to be diverse. But how do you operate and even fundraise when people are being in some way scared away?
Well, thank you for that question. CHICE follows the students from school to school. So from K through 12, from one school to the next. So in many ways, CHICE is student focused, not school focused. So we're an out of school program that is putting young people and their families in the position, in some cases, to even pick the schools that they want to send them to, sometimes the academic centers of the Chicago Public Schools, just so that they can get at eighth grade algebra, high school algebra. And so our approach to funders and our approach to folks supporting our program, which is free to the families and free to the students, our approach is one that it's centered on the young people and centered on the students, and the families bring the students to us.
And you know what? I want to go even past the idea of just inspiring younger people, although that is strongly important. And let me ask you, Angel, what do you think is the benefit of even a diverse workplace? You know, the kind of ways that you might be able to share ideas. Why should people from, you know, Chicago neighborhoods be in the same realm, in the same room, in the same lab, in the same hospital with people from other places?
I just think it's good to make sure that your voice is heard. You know, your voice is a powerful tool that can create change. And so being in places where you do have a voice, you could be the change that you want to see.
And Kenneth, how do you feel about that? Or what are the things that you would feel could benefit you and frankly could benefit everyone from having your ideas in the room and you being in a room where there are other ideas from other places?
I agree with Angel. I think strength comes from diversity. And I think having a group of people who have different ideas will only ever lead to better solutions, because people are able to see sort of other people's blind spots, and you're able to see their blind spots. And, you know, once you come together to work on a solution, I believe that creates a fully holistic solution.
Indeed. Jeff Johnson, the other thing is that the arguments that we keep hearing, and we, you know, heard some of that from, you know, within the last week, is an assumption that diversity and inclusion means lowering standards. And how do you combat that perception?
Well, thanks for that question. I think maybe it's, you know, those who approach that question are having the wrong question. They haven't yet met these two fabulous young people on this call and all of those who are like them. And that's the whole point. You haven't met them yet. You haven't met the shovel saltinator which Angel and her brother came up with in elementary school.
And I like that. I really like that idea. I just want you to know that.
Here in Chicago, I could use a little shovel saltinator right now. And they haven't met yet, Kenneth Burnett, nuclear engineer, because Kenneth is taking nuclear engineering and global scientific concepts to an advanced level. And Angel took her introduction to science and engineering and elementary school invention and moving forward with the study of the human mind and taking it further to want to be a pediatrician and a MD. These are young people that our world needs, and our world needs them now. Not less, more scientists moving to the frontier. We already know that we have the health crisis. Any single person who's tried to make a doctor's appointment knows how hard it is and how long you have to wait in line to get an actual doctor. CHICE's preparing that talent. That talent is right in front of you, and we have kindergartners through 12th graders who are on their way for that. But we're also going to the forefront of science. So Chicago is centering itself as a quantum science, communications, and engineering hub. Chicago is preparing itself to be a leader in quantum. So as we move forward with quantum, CHICE young people, CHICE students will be ready for those jobs in the future. Students that you just haven't seen yet, and that world is going to need.
And I think we should probably point out, from the way you're describing things and from what I've read, because I know there's a case study that's been done of the program, you're not lowering any standards. In fact, you're sending kids out with more than I think the average students would have.
Yes, and thanks for that. Our students have changed their perspectives, parents and children, about science, engineering, and technology positions and mathematics jobs. They are now open their minds to another. So we're net increasing the number of folks interested in these fields. And, of course, you're already looking at a Spelman woman and a Granger Engineering Illini. Those are very high-standard educational institutions. And those are kinds of students that now CHICE has students at also Purdue, students at Yale, and students at Howard University. So in many ways, CHICE is helping raise the bar and bringing students in that maybe folks didn't know yet, haven't been introduced to yet. It's about just how talented and capable they are.
Now, Kenneth, let me ask you to put yourself in the place of someone who needs to talk to people in your community, parents in your community, who may not know about this program or who may have heard about it but thought, nah, I don't know. It sounds a little dull or boring. What would you say to parents about being interested in getting their kids into a program like this?
I would say that CHICE is a program that really gives you the footing to take off. You know, like, I don't know, if we were at NASA, you know, they'd be putting the fuel in the rocket ship, and I'm the rocket ship. Like, CHICE, you know, brought me my first exposure to college campuses. It is a big reason why I'm even at my college now, University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, because it exposed me to the campus. Every year we came here for a program called Engineering Open House, and it's a program where you walk around the campus and all the engineering programs sort of show off some projects they've been working on and really encourage you to, you know, come check them out. And CHICE showing me that really open my eyes to the possibility of engineering. And I know that I would not be where I am if it wasn't for CHICE. So I would tell those parents that CHICE is a program that opens the door for your children to succeed. And all it takes is for you to just, you know, take your child to one program, you know, in one day in the summer or, you know, one day on the weekend. You know, it really truly can change their children's lives.
Angel, continue the argument. Talk to your community. Tell people why someone should take advantage of a program like this, even if math and science don't sound like they'd be much fun.
Yes. So just to emphasize, exposure is everything. And when you get into those classrooms, you're going to have to take a science class. You're going to have to take a math class. And so being exposed to these things early means that when you get in your classrooms, you're seeing it for the second time. And seeing things for the second time rather than the first time improves how you learn the material and how you ace exams. So I would just like to emphasize that exposure is everything. And Chaisi really emphasizes that knowledge is power. And so that's something that no one can take away from us. And so to have that knowledge and being poured into in the way that Chaisi has done really helps. And parents should absolutely get their kids enrolled.
Jeff Johnson, what's next for the program? It has grown. It is going strong. I assume it is fundraising. And where do the funds come from? And then what's next for this program? What's the next level?
Thanks for asking. Chaisi will continue to grow. Chaisi continues to make partnerships, growing our partnerships with the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, growing our partnerships with laboratories, and growing our partnership with educators. So we look to continue to grow and expand. We'll be registering soon for summer programming, so folks can reach out to us and find out about registration at our website. It's chiprep.org, C-H-I-P-R-E-P. .org to register for our next set of summer classes. That was summer program 4 days before. It's a great time. So that's where we're moving forward. We're advancing our methodology to include things like quantum science and computing, adding that to our curriculum going forward so that Chaisi is again preparing our young people through math and parental engagement for the science and engineering and technology fields of the future.
Well, I would like to thank Jeffrey Johnson, Angelise Button, and Kenneth Burnett of the Chicago Pre-College Science and Engineering Program for spending this half hour with us. To our listeners, if you'd like a copy of this program or just to hear it again, please visit our website. That's WBBMNewsRadio.com, and there's a link on the homepage. You can also find our podcast on Odyssey.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of At Issue, and I hope you'll be listening. Until then, I'm Craig Dellamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.